HIMS.com/JO.
One for breaking news for Vernon, Farmington, and South Windsor. The Talk of Connecticut. AM 1360 and FM 103.3.
Alrighty, our next guest is making his repeat appearance here on Mornings with Gary Byron. He's the author of a book entitled The New MAGA Deal, The Unofficial Deplorables Guide to Donald Trump's 2024 Policy Platform. By the way, it's published by Winning Team Publishing, and I bring this up because it's actually the nation's premier conservative publishing house. It's good to know we have a good publishing house here. So it was launched in 2021. By Sergio Gore and Donald Trump Jr. Its Winning Team Publishing aims to promote authors who represent the silent majority. And I just, funny, I just used that word
you
last
sure
hour.
Did.
It's America's First Patriots and liberty-minded readers. In the new MAGA deal by this author, the readers are invited to explore the future policies and the bold initiatives of Donald Trump as he charts a course for a second term in the White House. It's got a keen focus on revitalizing American greatness. It's kind of an unofficial guidebook. It's curated from some of the leading policy voices that could have a huge influence on Trump's second term. Let's welcome back to the show its author, Peter Navarro. Peter, good morning.
Yeah, you were doing great. I think I could just sit back and let you do the whole review of the book, and that would be most welcome.
Actually, I think I had you on a while back,
beautiful.
And you said something very similar. I appreciate that. I take a lot of pride in my intros because I'm so grateful for those who take the time out of their morning schedule, to join us. Boy, you want to talk about excitement. When I saw you at the convention, and yes, I watched it live, the buildup, you had just come from a jail in Florida, you're up in Milwaukee, you're on the floor of the convention, you brought the house down. Before I even go into the book or any other things, the first question I've got to ask you, Peter, is try to put into words how you felt with that ovation, that in the sentiment in the room, the love for you in that room when you were up on that stage a couple weeks ago.
Well, the context here is 4 months in prison where you're cut off from the internet. You have very limited phone and computer access. And Lord knows, I didn't know if people knew who I was.
Oh, come on.
I'll be totally honest about that. And I listened to, I've been backstage, there were 5 speeches before me, and the response was warm and this and the other thing. But when I went out there and that crowd erupted, it just warmed my heart. I mean, it's the best thing I needed from the day I got out of prison, to just hear people be that supportive of what was a battle, really, for the Constitution. I mean, one of the lines in my speech, I went to prison so you won't have to.
That's right.
And what I meant by that was simply that it took all 3 branches of the federal government in the hands of the Democrats to put me in prison. And as I said in the speech, if we don't control our government, their government will control us. Their government will put some of us in prison, like me and Steve Bannon, by the way,
who's
right down the road from you in Danbury now,
mm-hmm.
And control the rest of us. So that was a beautiful moment. I had my fiance come on at the end to make the point that when these Democrat elites, and I distinguish the elites from the mainstream people who are registered Democrat, when these elites put people in prison for political reasons, they punish the families as well, and it's all just wrong. But I'm out. The new MAGA deal, newmagadeal.com is the website, or you can get the book on Amazon. It's really got 2 missions. What I want to do is explain why MAGA is a mainstream American concept rather than something outside the mainstream that the Democrats are trying to portray us. And then, of course, 37 chapters featuring former Trump officials like Rick Grenell and Russ Vogt and Mike Davis and the like to make sure that we run this campaign on policy. Because we beat them on policy.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about what people care about in the polls, we have double-digit leads on the five or six top issues. It's inflation and the economy. Trump's Harris Biden. It's border security. Trump's Harris Biden. It's foreign policy. No one can imagine foreign policy dealing with the Russians, the Chinese, the North Koreans, and the Rocket Man in the hands of Kamala Harris. I mean, they will just eat her for lunch, double-digit leads. Law and order in the cities, this weaponization of government, and, of course, this woke agenda, you know, men playing in women's sports. We have double-digit leads on all of them. The only thing they're going to play is Orange Man bad and abortion, abortion, abortion. And Roe v. Wade overturning has turned abortion into a state issue. It's not a federal issue anymore. It's not a presidential race issue. So, new MAGA deal book, that's my contribution between now and November to try and put Donald Trump back in the White House. If we lose this election, we will lose this country.
Yes. Oh, there's no doubt. And I've been saying that all along. It's not like in the past where if we lose an election, it's like, well, let's get back to the drawing board. Maybe we need a stronger candidate. We got to change our messaging. Let's really strategize for the next 4 years. And, you know, we'll try to do our best to endure what we're going to have to in the next 4 years. We've said that in the past, and we get inch closer and closer to closer, just getting worse and worse and worse. But it really is game over for this nation as we knew it if we don't win in November. But yet, you know, something else I talked about this morning were the increasing polling numbers for Kamala Harris. How much, Peter, do you attribute that to the honeymoon phase of her candidacy in comparison to once the dust settles in the aftermath of the upcoming Democrat convention in Chicago in a couple of weeks?
Look, she got a bump from simply Harris, from Biden dropping out. I mean, he was, the little that I was able to watch TV in prison, we were just getting overconfident in a silly kind of way. I've been through two elections, 2016 and 2020. It all comes down to five states and a couple hundred thousand votes. And this thing will be fought in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. Maybe North Carolina. We might be able to pick off Minnesota. But it's a 50-50 country, which I don't understand. These people who support this woke agenda and who stand by and watch the destruction of the American economy by the Harris-Biden folks, I don't know who they are or what they're thinking. But it's always going to have been a close race, and the polls are going to reflect that. She'll get another bump from the convention because that's the way politics works. And then after Labor Day, we'll get down to the business of seeing who's going to become the next president. And there's a very stark difference between Trump's America and Kamala Harris' America.
Well,
I mean, look, one of the biggest issues we've got now is border security. We've had 8 million or more illegal immigrants come in to steal the recreation centers from black children in Roxbury. They're living in hotels while homeless people are sleeping on the sidewalks in front of those hotels. There's crime, there's the murder, the rape, we're getting it. I mean, that issue is really salient for me because Kamala Harris was only given one task in 4 years.
Yeah, I just said that right
back in 2021. Go be border czar. And she not only failed, that they're trying to erase that from history with the corporate media, but that's who she is. If Donald Trump had told J.D. Vance to go down and secure the border, he would have said, sir, yes, sir, and it would have been done.
Yep, he would have gone instantly. Let's talk about Trump's plan for the next 4 years.
Yes.
What do you see that entailing?
NewMAGADeal.com, 100 actions in 100 days. The way this works, come the day after the election, between that day and Inauguration Day, there'll be a large team of people working on 100 executive orders to implement 100 different actions and 50 more executive orders to get rid of a lot of the stuff that Joe Biden did. And so we'll simultaneously attack the issues of the economy, border security. I mean, the top line, border security, we solved that problem once before. We'll get back what's called the Safe Third Agreements with Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. We'll get that back and seal the border. There will be mass deportations of everybody who came in illegally during the Biden years. On the economy itself, we will renew our efforts to bring the domestic supply chains home, which were part of the inflationary problem. We'll bring the spending under control. So that'll happen. With respect to foreign policy, that's more of a leadership issue. The reality is, if folks look back at the 4 years of Donald Trump, communist China, imperial Russia, the rocket man in North Korea, and the mullahs of Iran left us and the rest of the world alone. And it was simply it wasn't the size of our arsenal per se or any saber rattling. It's simply because they feared and respected Trump.
Oh.
The nickname for Kamala Harris in Beijing is lunch. That's what they're going to eat for lunch.
Peter, I need to take a 60-second break. When we come back, I want to talk more about your book, and I want to read a special message from Donald Trump about you. More with Peter Navarro right after this.
If you're like me, you appreciate delicious food at reasonable prices. Hey, it's Gary Byron, and every Friday I head out to dinner at some of Connecticut's most delicious restaurants, from Abigail's Grill and Wine Bar in Simsbury to the fun atmosphere at Market Grill in Manchester, the Republic Gastro Pub in Bloomfield, and the romantic atmosphere of Mill on the River in South Windsor, quickly becoming one of my favorites. Any of these unforgettable locations is going to be perfect for any dining experience. Check them out online at millrestaurantgroup.com and let's all meet up.
When shopping for appliances, Ferraris will be the only stop you'll need to make. Summer's here, and it's time to get your new grill or air conditioner. Ferraris Appliance has all the big-name brands, including Weber and Napoleon Grills, at the price you can afford. And they install and service everything they sell. Enough with the pushy salespeople and impersonal customer service at those big box stores. Head to Ferraris Appliance in Newington or Naugatuck and discover why people from all over choose them over everyone else. Online at FerrarisAppliance.com.
A smarter way to start the day. Gary Byron and the Talk of Connecticut. Listen without a subscription on the Talk of Connecticut free listening app.
24 minutes after the hour of 9, our guest is former Trump aide, Peter Navarro, whose new book is entitled The New MAGA Deal, The Unofficial Deplorables Guide to Donald Trump's 2024 Policy Platform. Peter, there's a special message from Donald Trump in regards to you. And I'm just going to read it. It's short. It says, quote, Peter Navarro had strong views on protecting our economy against the assault from foreign countries all over the world. He was an absolute master at not allowing the U.S. to get ripped off by this onslaught. Peter did his job well. He did it faithfully, and he loved our country. His book should be studied, and what he says should be highly respected. Peter Navarro is a patriot who has been treated very badly, but he continues forward. In the end, there will be victory. End quote. Wow. What a compliment. What words from Donald Trump. What are your thoughts when you hear that?
Well, look, I wish the American people knew Donald Trump like I know the
man.
Yeah,
I'll bet.
Just many, many days in the Oval Office with him, seeing his warmth, his humor, the way he treats just people, regardless of whether they're wearing a working suit or a suit. And it just warms my heart. And I'll tell you, the worst day I had in prison was that day he got shot. And I never felt more helpless. And I just thought, I mean, if we lose that man, we will lose this country, because there's really nobody like him. I mean, the beauty of Donald Trump in politics is he doesn't need any of the special interest money to win. And that's God's gift in this democracy, because everybody else who runs for office, there's strings attached.
Donald Trump,
he just does what's good for America. And I think people lose sight of that. I really do.
Peter, many people are calling you like a modern-day Oliver North for your refusal to testify against Donald Trump at the January 6th, I call a witch hunt committee. You were sentenced to 4 months in federal prison, and you just got great loyalty in making America great again. It never wavered. I've only got a couple minutes left, and before I talk about your book again, just take a minute or so. Talk about your experience with the Justice Department.
I think it's important for your listeners to understand that it's all three branches of government that have been weaponized by the Democrats.
Ooh.
When the Democrats control either the House or the Senate, they can hold you in contempt of Congress. When the Democrats hold the Department of Justice, they can indict and prosecute you for anything they want. Doesn't have to be against the law. And a lot of these judges are Obama appointees. The D.C. Circuit is particularly a cesspool of that. And it took all three branches of government to put me in prison. What I did was refuse to testify when I received a subpoena from the legislative branch. And since the days of George Washington, it's been the duty of presidential aides to refuse to testify because of the doctrine of executive privilege and the constitutional separation of powers. So I did everything right and lawful, and because of that, I wound up in prison. And I think the worst thing that this Judge Ahmed Mehta did to me and therefore to America was put me in prison before I could even have my appeal heard.
Right.
Before the before the Supreme Court, which is where my case is headed.
Yeah.
So the point is, I think that their power in the hands of the Democrats not only destroys the economy, opens our borders, and risks war with a whole range of foreign countries, it also threatens our freedom and safety from our government itself. I mean, it's just wrong what they're doing. And like I say, Steve Bannon is just down the road from you in Danbury for a similar kind of attack. And they want to put Donald Trump in prison.
Yeah. Well, you know, like he said, you know, they want you. I'm just in the way. And it's very similar to what you said at the RNC convention a couple of weeks ago. I went to jail so you don't have to. The name of your book is The New MAGA Deal, The Unofficial Deplorables Guide to Donald Trump's 2024 Policy Platform. Peter Navarro, I can't thank you enough again for coming back on to the show here. I only have about 10 seconds. Where can people purchase your book?
Amazon. Or if you want to get a signed copy, go to newmagadeal.com. That'll take you to Don Jr.'s publishing
house. Perfect. Thank you, Peter.
Newmagadeal.com and Amazon, my friend.
Peter Navarro.
I'm going to use your intro. I'm going to play that all over the place.
Oh, you're too kind. Peter Navarro, good luck with the book. Thanks for your time.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The political leader of the militant group.